This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With wholesale prices back to the farmer so low that margins are hard to come by, will more farmers start considering direct marketing? It's easier said than done, says Tyler Nuss of Nuss Farms. The family has experimented with direct approaches like marketing boxes of squash shipped via mail.
The specialty squash that we shipped around the country, which was, man, did that warm my heart to just be able to like share a little bit of Nuss Farms, because our customers are our processors for the most part, right? So to ship something to someone in Maine and they get Nuss Farms produce to their door is really cool. I think the challenge, as you can imagine, is where to invest and the return you're going to get on an investment like that, right? We're farming about 1,300 acres at vegetables at scale, right? So to think about, the scale to take one of our fields, which we're in like 50 acre, probably average fields, that's some serious produce. So to move that or, segment off a field, it's, well, how much is that going to return, right? You have to have scale. And I think this is the tricky part.
Nuss said they're exploring a middle ground, working with Local Line to sell some vegetables direct to food service customers like Chipotle. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.